Good morning, 94.9 The Palm on the air. Sloan Spencer with you on the morning dive. And oh my goodness, y'all know I'm a runner. Y'all know I get super excited about our local nonprofits. And we are finally coming to that time of year where those things are coming together. I got a special guest with me on the phone this morning. I'm going to have them introduce themselves. I'll tell you who they're with and what's coming our way. Good morning.
Hi, thanks for having me. My name is Dargan Davis, and I'm here with Senior Resources this morning. And we are excited to announce that we have our annual March for Meals 5K and 1 mile senior walk presented by Prisma Health is coming up on Saturday, March 6th at Timmerman Trail in Casey. So we're really excited because this is going to be a live event, and so it will not be virtual. We're just really excited that it's race time again, and this year we're going to do something new. We're going to not only offer the 5K, but we're going to have a 1 mile senior walk, and that's going to be for individuals who are 60 years old and up.
Well, I am super excited about this event, not only because of the incredible outreach that Senior Resources does, but also because March for Meals is probably my favorite local 5K. The route is beautiful. And I'm normally not a medals person, but y'all give out some very cool medals.
Yes, that's right. We are very excited about the location of this race. Once again, it's on Timmerman Trail in Casey. And like you said, it is a gorgeous trail. It's also flat and it's fast. So, you know, avid runners can come out and hopefully make some personal records. But we try to make this race for everybody. So we also let it be dog friendly and also stroller friendly. Of course, we do encourage that those that do come out with dogs and strollers that they, you know, are in the back of the line when we start the race, just so that our runners will not get hurt or any pups or kiddos. It's just a really great track, and it's a 5K certified course, and we're going to have race management provided by Strictly Running. And Strictly Running is also going to be assisting us this year with a staggered race start, and this will help just kind of ensure the safety of all the participants. And even though we will be having a staggered race start, it will not affect anyone's race times, and Strictly Running will be helping us coordinate all those details.
So this is a really big deal to me because this is one of the first local races that will be incorporating that for the public. And I'm really looking forward to it. It can be done. It can be done well. The cross country season here in town managed to do that at many races as well. So I'm very much looking forward to participating in this March for Meals race that is coming up at the beginning of March. We'll come back and talk more with our friend Dargan Davis from Senior Resources about the event and how you can get involved. Stick around. There's lots more music on the way at 94.9 The Palm. Well, hey, y'all, 94.9 The Palm. Sloan Spencer with you on the morning dive. We're joined by phone this morning with Dargan Davis from Senior Resources. Now, we've talked with Senior Resources before, and we're super excited about their upcoming race called March for Meals. You've still got time to register for it, and we'll talk about all of that in a few. But tell me where these sort of funds go and what Senior Resources does.
Well, thanks for having us on again. At Senior Resources, many of you are probably familiar with Meals on Wheels. I think that's the program that most people here in Richland County know a little bit about, but we're the only provider of Meals on Wheels in Richland County, and this serves over 600 senior clients. And what we do is we deliver meals 5 days a week, hot meals, to these 600 seniors throughout the county. And these senior citizens that are benefiting from this program are homebound and they live alone, often in isolated areas. And so the great thing about the Meals on Wheels program is that it really not only addresses these seniors' nutritional needs, but it also helps with social isolation. Because a lot of times this daily visit from our Meals on Wheels volunteer is the only interaction that this client might have with a person during the day. So it not only meets their nutritional needs, but also serves as an important safety check. So we, you know, serve over 600 clients meals throughout the week. And this is something that is driven by volunteers. That we do have a continuous need for Meals on Wheels volunteers. The neat thing about the volunteer program at Senior Resources is that it can be a one-time volunteer slot or it can be ongoing. And just as we're all being very cautious with this whole COVID-19 pandemic, we do want to let people who are thinking about volunteering know that it is a contactless delivery from picking up your food. You do not even have to leave your car. And then we have a system where you deliver that meal to the senior's doorstep. There's a chair there. And then you step back and you wait for them to get their food. And all of our volunteers are required to wear a mask during this shift.
It's a wonderful way to keep everybody in the process safe while still continuing to have that social contact. And I think we all really have a much greater grasp of how damaging that social isolation can be during this time. So it's a vital resource, not just providing the nutrition, but the daily check-in through Senior Resources Meals on Wheels.
Right. And as we all know, seniors have been so affected by this pandemic and that social isolation that so many we have felt, and especially seniors who are at home, you know, just trying to stay safe. And so, you know, they're getting a hot meal through Senior Resources, but then they're also getting a friendly smile and a wave and a little bit of interaction with a person each day. And that's so important.
An essential part of keeping our human connections going right now. And you can be a volunteer. It's very easy. You can just head to the Senior Resources website and find out more information and potentially sign yourself up for once or recurring basis. Super easy to do, y'all. Roll on by seniorresourcesinc.org. You'll get all of that information and find out about how you could participate in the upcoming March for Meals event as well. Stick around. We got more to talk about with Senior Resources on 94.9 The Palm. Hey, y'all. Sloan Spencer with you on the Morning Dive at 94.9 The Palm. We've been talking this morning with our friend Dargan Davis from Senior Resources. They've got a great upcoming 5K event called March for Meals that I want to be sure you participate in. But they do so many different kinds of outreach supporting our seniors throughout the year. And one of the many things we all know is how important our furry companions are. And y'all help folks with that as well.
That's right. So at Senior Resources, we have a pet pals program, and that delivers a monthly supply of pet food to our Meals on Wheels clients. And we currently have 47 senior citizens here in Richland County who are a part of this pet pals program, and they have 27 cats and 46 dogs amongst those 47 clients. And so what we do is on the third Saturday of every month, we go and we deliver, whether it's cat food or dog food that they need, and it provides them for the entire month the food that their pet will need. And what this does is it really alleviates financial burden from the senior, and it allows them to keep their furry companion in their home. And that companionship is so important, especially right now during this pandemic.
Absolutely essential. And it's one of those things of thinking about the whole person and their needs when you're looking at what outreach looks like. And that's just such an important thing. So the Pet Pals is a critical component of what you all do at Senior Resources.
Yes, and we accept cat and dog food donations. If you were interested in helping with this program, it can be wet food for cats or dogs, or small or medium dry food. You can drop that off at our office, and our office is located conveniently downtown at 2817 Millwood Avenue. You can go to our website, which is seniorresourcesinc.org. You can click on the Pet Pals tab and get the exact information that you need. If you're interested in perhaps maybe hosting a pet food drive, if you're a part of a civic organization or you have a local business, that's one way that people like to get involved and help. And then we also have a senior care pantry, and our senior care pantry collects non-perishable food items and bottled water and toiletries. And what we do with these items that we collect is we provide them to local seniors who are on our Meals on Wheels wait list but are not currently a client. So we'll go and take some food to them that will help them as they're waiting to become a Meals on Wheels client and a recipient of a hot meal 5 days a week.
There are multiple ways to not only get involved, but also to support what you all are doing. And you didn't mention one that is essential to all nonprofit organizations, and that is cash donations. And any amount really helps. And organizations such as Senior Resources can multiply your dollar in ways that you probably cannot in using those funds to directly support their outreach and programming.
Right. And so, you know, we welcome the actual donations coming to the office, but you can always go online or mail in a donation to Senior Resources. And what that money will do is it will support all of these programs that we've talked about today. It can support Meals on Wheels, Pet Pals, and also the Senior Care Pantry. And another great way to support Senior Resources is participating in our upcoming March for Meals 5K race. So the money that we raise for the race will all go to benefit Meals Meals on Wheels and our other senior nutrition programs. We're still also looking for sponsors. So if you have a local business and you're interested in being a sponsor of our upcoming March for Meals 5K race, you can reach out to Senior Resources and you can get that information off the event tab on our Facebook page. We welcome just runners, walkers, or even sponsors for our event coming up on Saturday, March 6th.
Absolutely. And when we come back, I do want to talk more about that event as I am super excited for it, as it is one of my personal favorites. So stick around, y'all. Lots more on the way as we talk with Senior Resources about that upcoming March for Meals 5K happening out at the Timmerman Trail in Casey. Great parking, by the way, y'all. We'll be back with more music. It's 94.9 The Palm. Good morning, y'all. Sloan Spencer on the Morning Dive at 94.9 The Palm. We're talking on my phone this morning with our friend Dargan Davis from Senior Resources Incorporated. Their upcoming 5K race is one of my absolute favorites. It's called March for Meals. But there's a time factor involved that folks need to jump on.
We are super excited about our March for Meals 5K and 1 mile senior walk that's coming up on March 6th, and it's going to be at Timmerman Trail in Casey. This will be a live event, and we do have an early bird registration deadline, and that is Friday, February 12th. So if you want to jump on that and save a little bit of money, it's $25 for the 5K and $15 for the 1 mile senior walk, and you're also guaranteed a t-shirt, and that is if you register by Friday, February 12th, and you can register by two different ways you can get to that registration. You can go to Strictly Running, and you will see the March for Meals logo right there on their homepage. You can click there to register, or you can go to our Facebook page at Senior Resources. You can click on the event tab, and you will see the March for Meals 5K and 1 mile senior walk event, and there is a link to register in that information as well. So we have our early bird deadline that's coming up on Friday, February 12th. And if you miss that deadline, no worries. Just the cost of the registration goes up by $5. You're not guaranteed a t-shirt. And then we also welcome walk-ins the day of the race, and that cost would be $35. So all prices and registration information is located at Strictly Running, or you can visit our Facebook page and go to the event tab, and you can see all these deadlines and costs.
It is fantastic. So y'all, we're talking about a week left for the early bird registration. You know me, I'm always like the last minute early bird on signing up for races. So don't be like me. Do it now.
All proceeds from this race benefit Meals on Wheels and our senior nutrition programs and seniors right now in this community.
Definitely. And one of the things I am super excited about the particular event that you are putting on with March for Meals this year is the COVID-19 precautions that y'all have in place. We were talking earlier that you're going to have a staggered start. So it's not, you know, all 100 people bunched up all together, but you're also encouraging appropriate use of mask wearing and a great way to do that.
Yes, we're going to make sure that we follow all recommended COVID-19 guidelines brought forth from DHEC, CDC, and the City of Casey. So masks will be required. We just want participants to know that once you start running or walking, you can remove those face masks. But at the start line, we are going to require our participants to have on a face mask. And then we're also going to, as you mentioned, do that staggered start. And that's just going to ensure that our participants are spaced out and not too close together. And hopefully, you know, just provide safety for everyone that's involved that day.
Absolutely. And y'all know I'm a runner. So I, of course, have been kind of training myself to run with a mask on. So it's totally doable, even if you want to choose to keep it on the whole time. So this is a tried and true method of helping keep people safe. So very excited to see that the March for Meals will be using this methodology as well.
Well, we're excited for the event. We're excited just to have this live event that's going to support seniors in our community. They need it now more than ever, especially during this pandemic. And the funds that we raise during this race will just continue that we continue to get hot meals out to seniors. We continue to get that wellness check out to seniors. And it's always just a great time. It's avid runners love this race because of the Timmerman Trail and how it is so flat and also fast. But it's also just a great time for families to come out and, you know, bring the kids and have them in their stroller or walk the dog. It's just a fun time that we all have each year.
Absolutely. So again, y'all can sign up. You got about a week left for the early bird registration. Always want to be that person. You can find the info at Strictly Running, or you can roll by Senior Resources Facebook page under their events tab. They've got that link for you as well. So Tarkin Davis, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. We look forward to seeing you. We hope to see all of you out at our March for Meals 5K on Saturday, March 6th.
Definitely. Don't miss it, y'all. Stick around. Lots more music on deck at 94.9 The Palm.